An estate sale for the ages this weekend. 20 years after his death, the family of Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, is cleaning out the closets. Stuff is on sale this weekend just outside of Nashville. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports.
Some of the relics from Bill Monroe's life have become almost priceless, like his Gibson mandolin, which he played almost exclusively. It famously sold for $1 million, but that's at the Country Music Hall of Fame, not here at the Monroe Family Studio in Gallatin, Tennessee, surrounded by horse pastures. Some old favorites are playing through the speakers. As Monroe's high, lonesome sound rings out, shoppers pick through items that are a little more garage sale grade. Hannah Fitzpatrick snags some deer antlers.
And then I got this little shovel to pick up our dog's poop. So.
Who says it can't be practical?
Exactly. So, you know, just kind of cool that I can be like, oh, this is Bill Monroe's. So.
Fitzpatrick says she's not even that big of a bluegrass fan, but John Vaughn is, and he's already wearing his funky leather jacket. He says it has energy.
I paid $200 for it, so it's not bad. Now all I can do is just pray for fall to get here so I can rock it every day.
Others throw down $10 for a mandolin pick with a certificate of authenticity. Monroe's old Musicians Union card went for $30. The signed portraits from Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard go quickly. Then there are folks in the crowd who frequent estate sales to pick up stuff and resell it online, like Roger Martin, who says this has been an education in music history.
You know, to see then the tree, if you would, of Monroe, you've got all kinds of pieces in here autographed by any number of artists that admired him, people that actually learned from him or they, you know, was a huge influence on. So then you start learning all these other names. It's pretty cool.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
Bill Monroe rose from the humblest of beginnings in a tiny farming community in western Kentucky. His heirs have already donated key pieces to museums like suits and hats. And there was another estate sale shortly after Monroe's death in 1996. But Jimbo Monroe, Bill's grandson, says there is at least another warehouse full.
You know, and of course all this stuff means something to you, but you know, we have such a large volume of stuff. You get to the point, you're like, wow, it's almost like taking care of a child because you got to make sure it doesn't get wet, get tore up, you know.
They are holding back the most prized possessions. James Monroe, Bill's son and Jimbo's father, says some materials will remain in the family.
A lot of his lyrics he wrote on paper, we're keeping that kind of stuff, you know. Some of the old pictures I have of my dad back in the 40s and 30s, 40s, I'll keep those. You know.
We sure do appreciate you opening up your life to us.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Sally McLaughlin and other buyers shake hands with the Monroe descendants as they paw through little tchotchkes, vintage neckties, even gardening tools. But some things that could seem mundane have meaning. Joe Lurgio flips through old show contracts in protective plastic sleeves.
You know, this one's cool. It actually has a handwritten letter from Bill on page. Two here. It's faded out, but canceling the date.
1982.
It makes people feel closer to somebody. Well, I've never met them, but you know, somebody that they really look up to and somebody that becomes that immortal at this point in time.
In some ways, there is no one like Bill Monroe, says Mike Simpson. He's the board chair of the International Bluegrass Music Museum.
There's very few people you can trace an original American art form back to. And for all intents and purposes, I think most every academician, every musician traces this American art form to Bill Monroe.
Simpson says he has an infatuation with Monroe, especially since they're from the same unincorporated town in Kentucky. He already has an old church pew that sat on Monroe's porch, and today, heading to his car in the rain, his arms are full after dropping $6,000. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.